Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
Every episode starts out the same. I make me some jokes, current events, hostiles. Nothing is, you won't keep it light, so we don't limit our audience.
Women are a totally untapped market.
For now, dude. You're about to tap them.
Okay, none of that.
The work is mysterious and important.
There are no f***ing rules.
I never heard of such a thing. They all came with garbage disposals.
Yeah,
if I smoked, that would be with, like, what my voice sounds like this morning, right? I woke up. I feel like a dehydrated little like grape.
Yeah,
I haven't. I lost my water bottle, so I haven't had water in like 3 months. And like, I'm finally at that point of like, I withered away, and I woke up this morning like, oh my god.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, we are. We're reaching that exhaustion point.
It's time for the weekend. Yeah, it's time. I mean, I wish, like, a part of me wants to, like, just tell people how much actually goes on behind the scenes here, right? Other than what, I mean, this sounds like it's just a layup, like, all laughs.
No, it's work, man. Coming in for and doing this, and then our personal lives have been, you know, taken up some priority lately.
But also our company has created basically busy work.
Oh, yeah.
That we are required to do that is just asinine. And, yep. And it's just exhausting.
Yep. It's a lot. It's a lot. Staying on the air in 2026 and doing this every day is still a privilege. But yeah, it's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're feeling it. Do.
Yeah. Yeah. We're feeling it for sure. For sure.
It's a Fury Friday.
Fury Friday. I want to put like an ice pack on my eyes.
You want to do
and go
old,
to sleep.
The cold plunge.
On my back.
You want to do the old ice in the Patrick Bateman?
Oh, yeah.
Plunge your face.
Yeah. And if anybody's wondering what that first little clip was about, this is the original context. It's just one of those TikTok videos that I found where this woman is just...
Interesting people.
Interesting people. Hilarious people. This woman is going to her neighbor's house that she goes to all the time, and she's arguing with her about a garbage disposal. She just can't wrap her mind around the fact that the lady does not have a garbage disposal.
Yeah. Thank you.
My garbage disposal went out.
Oh, dang. I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Why not?
It wasn't one installed, so I got to get one installed.
These houses have always had garbage disposals. They always came with them.
Not in mine.
I never heard of such a thing.
He must have took it out.
What a wacko.
Yeah, I don't have one. I
got somebody. Positive?
Yeah, I got somebody to check. I don't have one.
I mean, I could make my voice
the sink.
He did, yeah.
If you talk from down. Like... You know,
why would you do that?
Yeah, I bought one. I got to get somebody to install it.
Like, I think I've got Jay Corwin down now.
Oh, yeah. That just basically swallow every consonant.
He does it. Like, he'll come in like, hur, hur, hur. And this one has like, I don't think of such a thing. I can't talk like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's
when you swallow your words.
It's almost gross. Yeah, yeah, you're like swallowing all the most important, there's a sing-songy way to speak,
yeah.
Especially when you're a presenter, or, you know, whatever.
I could just smell that nicotine in that voice. That's so many years of just sitting there in a dark room,
yeah,
with like brown carpet and smoking butts.
Yeah,
like we've all had those aunts in the 70s.
I never heard of such a thing.
That's the voice.
They all came with garbage disposals.
Yep. Yeah,
smells like peppers all around them all the time.
Peppers.
Like green peppers, like roasting.
Yeah.
For some reason, is that hint in the air?
Why? No, that just hit me.
Right?
Yes. I mean, the brown carpet, the cigarettes, for sure. Those are the low hanging fruit.
Yellow,
but the fact
white.
That you nailed the green peppers, that's pretty good.
Is that beef smell in the background?
Hey, what's this?
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you did.
They all came with garbage disposals.
We all met them.
Well, we're gonna have to come up with a name for this because we got Cracker Barrel Man now. We have
all your stims.
Big Daddy Dave. We got this smoking lady. We got
we need some new characters.
The 845 hat toss guy.
I think I'm ready to let that 845 guy go. I'm ready to let Big Daddy Dave go because he does the same thing over and over.
I know,
again.
But that's the allure for me.
The
fact that he has no interest in changing a single thing about his content, that it's the same thing every time, and it's just a
different outfit.
A couple of different beats, different outfit, but he's such a douche.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I get into these rabbit holes with you too, but I think it's time to let him go, man. Because you know he hates it.
Who does?
Him.
Oh, Ethan hates. Oh, yeah.
When you walked out.
Big Daddy Dave. Yeah.
Did you hear him do the aside? Like he's gonna stop with those noises.
Well, because I played it probably 15 times off air too.
And that's what he's like. He's really at that boiling point where like he needed the weekend off.
Oh yeah, he's good. It's and I followed him out to the parking garage yesterday and breaking his balls the entire way.
Were you like, you're from Westchester?
I was telling him because he's got his 50th anniversary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I said go full throttle and you gotta pipe your wife down. And he's like, everything's gotta be sex with you.
All the way to the
like,
goddamn
literally
garage.
We're not on the air. I'm walking to the garage with him, telling him he's gotta pipe Mindy down.
That's something that we've kind of that's a big, big anniversary, man.
Oh, it's a big deal, yeah.
They kind of put it aside a little bit, but I figure we would hear more about that.
He typically doesn't. He's all about anniversaries. Like, yeah. Everything you hear about is anniversaries with this guy.
He's getting weird, that Ethan Carey.
He sure is.
Let's go full throttle.
There it is. So we have a special guest coming in today, sir.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a segment called Live, Laugh, Lisa. It's the second time we're doing it. She's, for those of you who don't know, and I don't know how you wouldn't,
yep.
She's one of the greatest comedians of all time. And now she's a life coach.
I'm privileged to have her in here.
Yeah, so if you have a question or a concern, something weighing you down, please shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app, and Lisa will give you some advice. And by the way, she did a fantastic job at it last time.
Yep. We'll get that going. Let's see what Kelly Quinn has for us as we get this Friday drive in. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, power up your weekend with D'Amico Electric and the home of rock and roll, I-95. Happy Friday. If you're still figuring out your weekend plans, we've got you covered across Westchester, Putnam County, the Hudson Valley, and Connecticut. Live music is everywhere tonight. Putnam County Golf Course hosts Unforgettable Fire, the YouTube tribute band. Angry Orchard in Walden has Ethan Levy Saturday and Soul Sense Sunday, while the Head and the Heart hit Ridgefield Playhouse Sunday night.
They're supposed to be very good.
Really?
They've been playing the Playhouse for a while, like their events and stuff, but my friends who have gone and seen them are like, that's a fantastic band, the Head and the Heart.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sports fans, the Mets host the Marlins at Citi Field. The Hudson Valley Renegades take on Bowling Green. And collectors can check out Lucky's Spring Showcase at Westchester County Center with the sports cards, memorabilia, and autograph guests all weekend. Festival season is here. Enjoy the Danbury Lebanese Festival right outside our door here.
Yeah, we're going to see the tents right now.
At One Ive Street. Explore the Greenwich Concourse d'Elegance.
Ooh, that's this weekend?
Yeah.
Dude, that's sick, man.
There what is it?
So that is like the high-end car show with like 1920, 1930 classic, beautiful cars.
Oh, for real?
It really is. Yeah, it's an exclusive, like, serious event, man.
Or stop by the Pleasantville Farmers Market. If you're looking to get outside, walk Kensico Dam Plaza, visit Glen Island Park, or hit Putnam and Dutchess Rail Trails for a bike ride or hike. No matter where the weekend takes you, concerts, baseball, festivals, or the outdoors, remember, the weather in our area can change fast. D'Amico Electric, your trusted local source for Kohler home backup generators and professional electric services, helps keep homes and businesses powered when it matters most. Power up your weekend with D'Amico Electric and the home of rock and roll, I-95. By the way, it's time for Morning Wood. Start your day off right with Morning Wood and furniture that's solid and lasts longer from the wood bin. Morning Wood on the home of rock and roll, I-95. Real stories, real laughs, and real wood from the wood bin. What got you up today? Morning Wood, built strong and lasts longer with the wood bin's furniture. What got me out of bed since this morning?
What did?
The mayor's ball.
That's tonight.
Yeah, I'm so excited about
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So you are done up in a nice tux again?
I got a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Yep, ready to go with that.
Amber Room is such a great place.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, and I'm going to be with people I really care about.
Yeah.
You know, the mayor, and as you know, you are friends with him too. We're good friends.
Good guy.
Taylor O'Brien, a couple other people that I'm excited to see. So, yeah, it's going to be cool.
That is this evening.
Yeah.
At the Amber Room.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Your
your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
No, Roberto.
My balls will be showing.
Well, you know what got me up this morning, buddy?
What got you up?
I have a four and a half hour pig roast that I'm going to today.
Oh, yeah. Westchester?
Holy shit.
Westchester Tractor, right?
We've been plugging it for months. Today is the day of their big 50th anniversary celebration over there. And I'm leaving a little early today after 9 to get over there for 10. And I'm out there from 10 to 2. It's going until 3:30. But, dude, the last time I was out there, he gave me this shirt, which I'm rocking today.
Nice.
I've used this shirt more in the past 2-3 years.
I like that shirt. You know, it's old school. It's got the pocket on the left breast, which right? You don't get anymore. I used to love that.
And, dude, I swear to God, I was so psyched when I knew I was going back over here today because I'm like, I'm gonna weasel a shirt out.
Yeah, get a shirt for me while you're there.
But it has like one of these, the logo on the back.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And because I've been such a fatty for so long, you know me, man. I don't wear logos, no nothing.
Yeah.
This was one of the first logoed kind of shirts that I actually fit into. And I got so many compliments and so many people have asked me like, "Oh, you been to Westchester Tractor?" And I get that. You from Westchester?
You from Westchester? Holy shit.
I get that all the time when I wear this thing. So I'm really, that's what got me out. We're going to do the show and Lisa today too.
Yeah.
The last time that she was in, it's a thrill, man.
We had a rep with her.
She's one of the greatest minds in the world. And what she's doing, and to spend any kind of time with her in person like this is a privilege.
Yeah.
So that's what got me, buddy.
Well, what got you out of bed this morning? Morning Wood, shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app, free to download at Google Play or the App Store. Let's see. She's so tired. Seriously, the Woodbins commercial talks about Morning Wood. Did I hear that right? Yeah, that's the name of the segment, Morning Wood.
Yeah, they tied in. They bought into the Morning Wood Woodbin.
They're a great supporter of the I-95 morning show.
Respect it.
Just like you, she's so tired.
Yep.
Grow up.
Yep. Nikki sent something?
Yeah, I haven't looked at that yet. She sent a link on Instagram. Let me see if
Kevin came up with the line of the morning so far. The woman that we were talking before that was sounds like a smoker,
mm-hmm,
said call her Parliament Patty. That's pretty good.
That's funny.
All right, let's open this.
This link seems to be just a dude.
Let's see.
It's a dude on Instagram. Am I seeing that right? Or no.
This looks like that. What is it, Mr. Bean?
Oh, okay. I got the wrong link.
He has his birthday requirements. Keep in mind his birthday isn't until the summer. He's planning way ahead. Red Lobster, he wants his party with you.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah.
I think what she's doing is she's adding more content to our TikTok, Instagram stuff.
This is a person we should follow.
A person we should follow and check out, yeah.
Thank you, Nikki, from the White Trash part of Wilton.
We need a name for this.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like weird TikTok people. I don't know.
It's our whack pack.
Yeah, it's our whack pack. Right? Exactly right.
I mean, it's basically what it is. It's our Beetlejuice. It's our crack.
The I-95 Morning Show Mutants.
Yep. Yep.
There it is. That's it. The I-95 Morning Show Mutants.
There it is.
And we got this guy looks Big like Daddy Dave, Mr. Mark Cracker Barrel Man, the 845 Hat Toss Guy, and now this Mr. Bean.
This would be the final coffin, nailing Ethan Carey's coffin. You realize that.
Yeah, I know it's going to drive him nuts.
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm stopping. I spend far too much time on TikTok now, and the amount of stuff that I see that I can't help but bring to the show.
I have too, man. Not TikTok. That's one I downloaded the app like 6 months ago. I still don't go on it.
No?
I have it, but I never check it. Instagram is where I go all the time now.
I like Instagram. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I like it way more than Facebook.
Is TikTok dirtier?
TikTok dirtier.
Do they allow more so sensitive content than Instagram?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say it's about even.
All right.
I did find out that X, formerly Twitter,
mm-hmm,
is like rife with porn right now.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't know this because for some reason my account got suspended. I don't know what I said.
I have never been on Twitter or X. I did once, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it since.
But there's no way I said something so insensitive that it got suspended. Because that one is they let anybody, people go wild.
Oh, yeah.
So I did something wrong. I don't know.
There's got to be a lot of cool social media sites that you and I have no idea about.
Oh, sure. Like there's like Patreon. like we could go on like Patreon. You and I could go on and do like exclusive content. We could do a show on there.
Yeah.
And we could charge people for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we should probably be doing.
Well, we are bound by the contract at Town Square Media, right?
My contract expired a long time ago.
Oh, well. Hello, Patreon. We're coming to you soon. Maybe without Kelly Quinn, but, you know, she'll live.
Them young boys.
They coming. And so is Kelly Quinn. It's 6:39. It's about time for you, right, Kelly?
You missed them.
We missed them.
They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
A Pennsylvania man turned into a literal home wrecker when he started tearing down his own house with an excavator after his wife said their marriage was over.
It's not over until I take the backhoe over to the car.
Eric Pierswa ended up turning himself into police. Here is Buffalo Township Police Chief Timothy Derringer talking about the incident.
You never know what people are thinking today. It's an unfortunate incident, I will say, for all involved. And, you know, hopefully it's an isolated incident. There's no other ones in the future. His wife and two children were in the home when he started to demolish the home. Prior to the officers getting on scene, they were notified that he had fled in a vehicle. Officers had reached out via phone, and later in the day, around 1 o'clock, he did turn himself into our department.
Once I start doing that, I can't stop, man.
I know. It's a good accent. I mean, it's not a good accent. It's a terrible accent. It's a hilarious accent, but you do it well.
The Pennsylvania accent, man, is having its day right now.
Baltimore is even harder. It's Pennsylvania on steroids.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
I always think of my late uncle, who taught me it when we were, I'm 15, 16, but he was like, you gotta go get some Genesee cream ale and go down to the car and then we'll get some crabs and all. But now, Mayor of Easttown, you rewatched that recently.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
That is like, that's the mecca of the Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, they really nailed it.
And that other one, Task.
I think? Yeah.
Pennsylvania accent.
Yeah. By the way, some advice for this guy.
Yeah.
This is completely unnecessary.
Mm.
You really?
Yeah.
I mean, just go give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people in this world. You don't have to rip down your house.
No, don't have to.
Just say goodbye.
Move along.
Yep.
Move along. Keep moving. Nothing to see here.
Story two.
Here we go. Madonna had a few different sexual partners. We're all aware of that.
Oh, we knew that.
But who stands out as the best?
Huh.
Well, Madonna did an interview with Grindr to promote her upcoming album, Confessions 2, and they asked her to name her number one.
Well, you know, when I want hard-hitting interviews of Madonna, I go to Grindr.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah.
After qualifying that she was only counting dead people, she said John F. Kennedy Jr.
Whoa. Okay.
Did I know that happened?
In that recent, like, Caroline and the miniseries that FX did, they hint at that.
Really?
Yeah.
When the interviewer said she'd heard that JFK Jr.'s manhood was impressive and he was talented between the sheets, Madonna confirmed it.
Uh-huh.
Madonna and John hooked up in the late 80s.
Oh. All right. So he was the best?
That poor. I mean.
Rodman, I remember.
She did Rodman.
She did Rodman.
Vanilla Ice.
Yep. Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Married him. Who else was Madonna? She got into, I'm trying to think of the recent years, like in the past 20, she's had a bunch of male models.
Yeah, like dudes that I don't know. You know, I think we hit the big ones. Sean Penn stuck out.
Yeah.
Because I remember the paparazzi people following them around, and he would haul off and punch somebody every once in a while.
Angry Sean Penn firing off in their faces.
Yeah, he was so good in this most recent movie. What is the name of it?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Another story, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we're going to get to it.
We'll get to it. But he was so good at being such a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I hated him so much that I'm like, this is good acting. This is what it looks like.
He's the worst. I'll get it.
Story three.
I will get it.
Okay. And while you do that, I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found yourself becoming attracted to something that's supposed to be off-putting, like body odor, gasoline, or even the smell of skunk?
Yeah.
Well, mosquitoes can relate.
Yeah.
New research shows that mosquitoes can actually learn to love the presence of DEET.
Really?
One of the most common insect repellents. Yeah. Scientists conducted a lab experiment where they successfully reversed the mosquito's aversion to the chemical and even made them more willing to approach humans wearing DEET.
Huh.
It sounds like this problem is using too much. What?
Okay.
I don't know what to
say. I do like unusual smells.
So do I.
Yep. I've never, you know, one
not
thing,
body odor, but I do like
not
gas,
body odor,
gasoline,
no.
You know, stuff like that.
I want to smell a durian.
Me too.
Don't you?
I'm just curious. I mean, I've just heard so many things. It's
right?
Like rotting flesh. It's rotting flesh. I'm like,
I want to go up to Yukon when that corpse flower blooms.
Yes. I want to smell that too.
And walk in that room.
Yeah.
There's that morbid fascination in us, man. One battle after another.
One battle after another was the movie. Correct. Thank you very much.
Right, I got it.
So in the study, the researchers were able to condition mosquitoes to associate blood meals with DEET.
Huh.
So that when they were hungry, they immediately sought out the smell of it.
Went after DEET.
They even seemed to prefer a DEET-treated arm to an unsprayed arm. Wow, man.
Well, I've never huffed.
But. No. But, I mean, there's still time.
But if Huffin produces that, I might be in. You never know.
Story three.
It's early. That was story three.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, all good here.
Well, those are your Miss Headlines.
Yeah.
I guess, buddy.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I know. Cracker Barrel.
So we've been taking suggestions for new social media content that we should adopt. And Nikki from the White Trash part of Wilton sent us a gem that has something like 670,000 likes.
Yeah, 627,000 likes.
Wow.
25,000 comments.
This is from Waterbury.
This is, and it's obviously a guy who's he's an adult.
Yep.
He's special needs, I'm sure. Yep. He appears to be. I don't want
to. Appears to be in a group home of some sort.
Yeah, and he's sitting at a diner talking to two ladies. They might be relatives of his. They might be caretakers of his. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about what he wants to do for his birthday.
Yep.
So he wants to go to Red Lobster, but there's something else.
Yep. So here we go.
You ready?
Yep.
You got it up?
Yep.
Here.
How do you know
even
though, say no unless you ask?
Even though I want to go to Red Lobster for my birthday in North Haven,
mm-hmm.
I would also like to ask you if Ty could take me to Mr. Happy so I can get a lap dance.
Whoa. That's up to Ty if Ty wants to take you to Mr. Happy's.
Because I can't trust
the girl. That's a man thing. I don't think that Loretta and I can take you.
No, no.
We'll ask Ty. Okay? But as far as Red Lobster goes, we can do that. That's fine. Is that where you want to go for your birthday again?
Yeah, North Haven.
Okay.
No, say no, but I want to ask you.
Like, I pray that Ty took him to Mr. Happy.
Oh, God. That's brilliant. And Nikki had a great follow-up comment. This guy is so sweet and innocent. I love him. That's great.
Now that sounds...
Right?
Like, we should do that on our birthday. We should make that a tradition now. Like, go to Red Lobster and Mr. Happy's.
I want shrimp and I want a lap dance. Like, simple man.
I want to hear it again.
Even though I want to go to Red Lobster for my birthday in North Haven,
mm-hmm.
I would also like to ask you if Ty could take me to Mr. Happy so I can get a lap dance.
And get a lap dance?
That's up to Ty if Ty wants to take you to Mr. Happy's.
Because I can't touch the girl.
I don't think that Loretta and I can take you.
No, no.
We'll ask Ty. Okay? But as far as Red Lobster goes, we can do that. That's fine. Is that where you want to go for your birthday again?
Yeah, North Haven.
Okay.
No, say no.
Hey, Ty, if you're out there,
yeah, Ty,
we please. Need to know if you followed through on this.
Yeah, because I know that Mr. Happy sometimes has a buffet, too. So he could get food there. It kills two birds with one stone.
Look, if Ty didn't take him, Dave and I will take him.
Yeah, we'll take him. Just tell us where you're at. He's got to be in Bunker Hill somewhere, I would think, or Town Flat.
God.
Oh, that's great.
Good job, Nikki. Thank you for the clip.
And you said the comments... They're 25,000.
25,000 comments.
And they're all, I guess, in support of him.
Of
right?
course, yeah.
Take him over to Mr. Happy's. Oh, that's great. Mr. Happy's is a unicorn now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of places left.
Not a lot of adult entertainment in Connecticut anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God bless
you. So maybe we should we should plan a trip. But if we go to Mr. Happy's, we are unquestionably going to Red Lobster first. Has to happen that way.
Okay, man. Icarus. Icarus, Lou. The wax wings are getting a little melty up there.
Buddy. Trash talk. We talk trash, and Lestaco Refuse Services cleans it up. Family owned and operated, proudly serving our community for over 40 years.
It's time to get it off your chest and tell it like it is. It's time for Trash Talk with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on the home of rock and roll, I-95.
Well, there's a lot of trash being talked in my hometown this morning there, Lou.
Torrington?
Torrington. Yeah. Torrington was going to have, or is going to have, their big strawberry festival this weekend.
Oh, I love strawberries.
Right. It's in downtown at Cole Park. And Lydia and I went to this maybe about 3-4 years ago. Community festivals, we've been to hundreds of them across the state over the past few years. Torrington Strawberry Festival is a tiny festival in the big scheme of things.
Okay.
A couple of vendors, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 of them had the local radio station set up. They're broadcasting live. A couple of live entertainers playing music. And the strawberries there were basically you could go inside this community center and get a piece of strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
The other vendors, there wasn't much strawberry stuff there. So we got out of there and went like, you know, we wanted to eat like a few, get up a strawberry jam, get like, you know, a couple things, a rhubarb pie.
Literal actual strawberries actual would strawberries. Be nice.
So we walked out of there like, we're not going to go to this one again.
Yeah.
Well, so this week, we found out a little bit more behind as to what's happening with this. And we know something about this in the business that we're in. Vendor exclusivity.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's giant pain in the ass, by the way.
If you sell an event and you say, how many other people are going to be making watermelon coolers at this thing? And the organizer says 15. Well, I guess I better come up with another product to sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the organizer of the Strawberry Festival, supposedly, reportedly, heretofore, called the local vendors this past week or 10 days ago and said, hey, the only strawberries you're going to be able to buy at the Strawberry Festival are through the Strawberry Shortcake, which is the main fundraiser for this event.
Right.
The local vendors said, screw, buddy. I mean, the whole point of this thing is to make some money for ourselves.
And they already had made product for it.
Already made products, strawberry-related products that now they weren't going to be able to sell at the Strawberry Festival.
Sure.
So
they backed out.
A few local vendors backed out, and now there's the social media war on T-Town Talks of defending, I'm not going to go to this thing now. Well, if it's a... And they, people keep bringing up the Garlic Festival in Woodbury in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, it's one of our favorite festivals of the year, Lydia and I.
I know you've been to it. I've never been to it.
Love it. And the good thing about it is there are hundreds of garlic related products in this place.
Yeah, just even the playing field. You don't need exclusivity. It's goofy.
We've done these events, like the Brews and Barbecue. We've had the chicken wing festivals over the years, and we make sure that there's plenty of chicken wings, plenty of bacon related products.
Well, we did have a moment at a couple of those events over the years.
We're kind of weak on the vendors.
There was a couple of times where we legitimately now 90% of our events went off great.
Yeah.
But there were two that I can remember specifically.
That did not.
One where we ran out of chicken wings.
Oh, I remember that one.
And another one where the booze wasn't getting served fast enough. So
yes.
Our staff had to jump behind the bars and start serving.
Yep. I do remember both of those.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, live events are hard to pull off.
Yeah, and that's what the other thing is. The people that are saying you want a strawberry festival, well, go out and do it on your own.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a strawberry festival in Harwinton next year, one in Winstead, one in New Hartford.
They're just going to start popping up all over the place.
Hey, you want your strawberry? Don't go to Torrington. That's what's going to start happening now.
Yeah, vendor exclusivity is so stupid.
It's tough, man. And, you know, and that's what the social media commenters are like. It's a monopoly. You know, you got to let other people be able to sell the products.
Yeah, and look, I understand they're trying to raise money for a charity or whatever. That's fine. But people are going to, if you're doing that, people are going to actively seek you out.
Yeah.
Because they want to help. You don't have to have it be a Monopoly thing. That's so weird.
And you don't go to a strawberry festival for radishes.
Yeah. Dude, if I went to a strawberry festival and I literally couldn't get... I'm not just talking strawberry products.
Right.
I want actual strawberries, too.
I want a handful.
Yeah.
Give me a handful as I walk through.
Yeah. This sounds like that's not the case. Well, best of luck to everybody involved. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, good luck.
I hope
tomorrow.
Everything works out.
Yeah, we hope so. That's your trash talk.
There you go. Brought to you by the Stock of Refuge Services. So this morning we got Live Laugh Lisa coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's our new segment with our friend Lisa Lampanelli, the former great comedian, one of the greatest comedians of all time, and now turned life coach. And the last time we did this, if you didn't catch the program, she just did an amazing job. Really had some great insight on people's problems. So if you're having a problem, if you're having something that's weighing you down, you can just shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I know a lot of people don't want to share a lot of times in public. So if you want to remain anonymous, you just say so, and we will keep your name and your town out of the whole thing.
We'll call you Freddie. From Vegas.
Everybody's Freddy this morning.
Everyone's Freddy from Vegas. Don't worry about it.
Unless you're Freddy and you want to remain anonymous, and then we'll find a new name for you.
Then you'll be Ethan Carey.
Yeah.
Kelly Quinn has one name, and she's here to do the traffic. Hey, Kelly.
Children, you miss them. We miss them. They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
I saw this yesterday and it really pissed me off. A Florida woman, Kathleen Thomas, had a ticket dismissed from February when a cop accused her of using her phone. Oh, yeah, grind it on me, baby. Lisa Lampanelli walks
in. Lisa Lampanelli grinded on Lou Milano. Live radio.
Where a cop accused her of using her right hand to use her cell phone while driving. The problem is she's an amputee and completely missing her right hand from the elbow down. The citation was dismissed, and just this week, the footage of the traffic stop was released. Here's her interaction with the deputy, who really pissed me off.
You drove past me holding the phone with your right hand, manipulating that phone. I mean, I saw you
so
with the phone in your hand.
Obviously not. So you want to just call this a day?
Or? I don't want to call it a day. You had a hand up manipulating
the phone. You just said my right hand.
Well, I have to stop it right there, because now he's doubling down. He knows he's wrong. Like, viciously wrong, and he's doubling down.
I thought I saw you with your right hand. The right hand. I saw you manipulate.
So you didn't.
With the right hand, perhaps not, right?
But I saw you. You didn't see me with my right hand.
Okay, so are you saying
that you saw me with my right hand?
I know what I just said. I'm asking you now. Did you have your phone on your hand?
I did not.
You did not have your phone on your hand?
I did not.
Hand to God, you did not have your phone on your hand.
Hand to God.
I mean,
one hand. Hand to God, you
one
have
hand.
Your
hand. And she's using the amputated arm to say hand to God. This is what gives cops a bad name.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about cops. Both my grandfathers were cops.
Yeah.
Two of my best friends are cops.
Yeah.
But guys like this are just douchebags.
You gotta let it go.
When you're wrong, you're wrong.
When you're faced with a stump.
Oh, I was so pissed.
You gotta let it go.
Oh my God.
Story two.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket exploded on the launch pad in Florida at around 9 o'clock last night.
This is big Florida.
Yeah, Florida, you say. The explosion made a spectacular fireball that could be seen for miles. Thankfully, no one was hurt.
Well, back to the old drawing board.
Oh, yeah, back to the old drawing board for sure. Yeah, those things scare the crap out of me.
And then another delay in our moon landing.
But yeah.
Right?
Artemis 4, let's go.
Never going to get there.
Full throttle.
Story 3.
And finally, we've been having fun with this lately, nerd news.
We've got
a couple of tidbits for you.
Hit us.
Well, we told you about the Blue Origin rocket. Now, scientists have identified a new species of massive marine reptile called Tylarosaurus rex, which lived about 80 million years ago in an ancient sea that once covered Texas, and it could grow up to 43 feet long.
Oh, I love this
stuff.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Researchers say that Tylarosaurus, I think so.
Who knows?
Had been misidentified for decades. This suggests that other unknown species may still be hidden in museum archives or mislabeled.
Start digging through the Peabody right now.
A new study found that professional chess players tend to make better moves when they decide more quickly. They analyzed over 215,000 moves and found that longer thinking times didn't always correlate to better decision making.
Huh.
The pattern was strongest in faster games where intuition plays a bigger role,
But to be fair, this only applies to elite players.
So the thinker and not the stinker.
Correct.
Okay.
And the final one, a biotech company says it's developed a 3D printed artificial egg capable of hatching chicks, which could open the door to saving endangered birds or even reviving extinct species. Excuse me.
Do we need birds, man?
Do we need birds, buddy?
We don't need birds.
We do not need 3D artificial intelligent birds.
No, we don't.
All right, so it's enough with us right now, yeah, because we got to get ready for Live Laugh Lisa. We're excited to have our guest Lisa Lampanelli in studio. If you have a problem or concern, something weighing you down, shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app, and Lisa will deal with your problem live on the air. If you want to remain anonymous, just say so, and we'll make that happen. Live Laugh Lisa is the name of the segment, and a former comedian, one of the greatest of all time, is live in the studio. She's now a life coach. She doesn't like that term, but we're going to go with that because it's
the
easiest.
Shut up, Lou. I hate you.
Yeah, no.
Stop dishonoring me and disrespecting my boundaries.
How are you?
Good, but like on the way here, mm-hmm, you know, very depressing. 45 minutes, no problem. I'm a nice gal. I do you a favor.
Sure.
Come up and throw you a bone on your unsyndicated dumb show, and I'm listening to Howard Stern. And
I could throw you.
Yes, my life.
I could throw you a bone.
Going to hell. I'm driving to see Lou and fat ass Dave and listening to Howard and go, whatever happened? What happened? So a mere 8 years ago, I was somebody. What? And you know, I think that's a good lesson for people out there listening. Have a small life. Have an unhappy, terrible life like me. And you'll always find something to do at 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. And then you'll just question all your choices.
That's so, right.
Fat guys will welcome you in.
You know what? That's what happens. You go where you want. You dance with the gal who bring you, as they say.
Always.
But I have a good attitude. Not today.
Yeah. Well, you look great.
I do look great. You know, I do my thing. I do my Ozempic. I'm good. Everybody's fine.
Should I get on it? I feel left out. Everybody's doing it.
Well, you let me see your physique. Stand up for a minute.
He's in good shape.
Is there anything? No, there's nothing. You got a little extra stomach, which I don't enjoy. Because I'm a perfectionist. But luckily, you'll find enough people who don't criticize you, and I think that's okay. Do you like yourself?
I do.
Oh, all right. Forget it. If you don't question yourself, then go for it.
I mean, I got tons of problems. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but
you do.
Yeah, I'm messed up.
Your biggest problem is I'm here.
Yeah.
Talk to you about you. No, I think you look fine.
All
also,
right.
Like, I love that we have these drugs and we have these surgeries and all this to help ourselves. But stop picking on yourself, everybody. You're fine. And yes, nobody's looking at you anyway.
It's nice to know that they're there, you know?
Yeah, so
if I turn into an elephant, I can...
That's a terrible thing
pull it
to
down.
Look at Dave and say. Because I did literally glance at him.
I did kind of glance at him.
You got a mean streak.
That was not fair.
Fair. I'm the fat guy in the room.
No, it's all right, Dave. You look great.
Thank
you. Look less large than when I saw you a month ago.
I'm withering.
How do you feel? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. The only thing is, as you know on this, you get the blockages.
Listen, I don't because I'm physically and emotionally perfect.
True.
Maybe work on yourself and stop chewing that tobacco or whatever the thing you were doing last time that I forgot because you're not that important to me.
I'm going to put it back in my mouth.
Oh, no. Putting it back in my mouth. Yeah. Oh, sounds like the Lou Milano story. On Grindr.
That's the second time Grindr's been mentioned.
This morning, well, right?
I would hope so.
So, Live Laugh Lisa, the idea here is you guys shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app with your problem, your concern, something weighing you down. We got a ton of them already, so we're going to start with the ones that I've banked. If you guys want to send in a fresh one, feel free to do so right now. Megan from Brookfield says, I keep telling myself I'm going to start eating healthy every Monday, but by Tuesday night, I'm in the Taco Bell drive-thru. How do I stop sabotaging myself?
You just don't tell yourself lies. The lie is, I'm going to eat healthy every day for the rest of my life. That's literally like a lie. No one's ever going to eat healthy the rest of their lives. Have some moderation. Have a little compassion for the self that grew up thinking that food was the answer to your problems, because that's how we grew up.
Uh-huh.
I'm Italian. We grew up with food fixes everything. Food is love. Mommy would cook for you. And that's how you showed and received love. So the fact is, you got to stop telling yourself you're bad and you're wrong and you're weak. The fact is, food's an addictive, I don't think it's an addiction, but I think it's an addictive substance for the brain as far as, ooh, that reminds me of love and home. Tell yourself, I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to maybe have one healthy meal today. And whatever healthy means to you is in quotes. Whatever healthy is, it's fine. And then be a little easier on yourself. That's a classic Monday diet crap. Every meal on a Sunday is the Last Supper where you binge everything. But you know what? Lighten up. You'll be fine. As long as you look after your health, shut up.
Yeah.
And of course, this question comes from a woman because we have too much pressure to be perfect. Look at me. I'm a specimen of perfection. People know I'm gorgeous. They can't help themselves. They salivate,
yeah,
if you will.
You're the sun.
Panting.
Terrific.
Panting.
But poor thing. Poor thing. It's like, stop being so hard on yourself. Lou, do you find that too? Are you very tough on yourself, judgmentally?
Yeah. When it comes to like body stuff, like I work out a lot and I work out hard.
Weird because you just lifted your shirt and that is not the body of someone who works out.
No, I know.
No offense.
No, I know.
But you got softness, do you?
I got,
so you got to work that hard to be that hard.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm getting old now, so it's harder, you know? I'm working out as hard as I did when I was in my 20s.
Right.
And it's just
zero payoff.
Zero payoff, yeah. Just to look regular.
Yeah, you know what?
But to your point, like growing up in an Italian household, like that was. That was everything. My father he's like a mentally ill person. All he thinks about and talks about is food. What's the next meal? Where are we going? What are we going to eat? What are we going to make?
It's everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So that's kind of sort of the thing. But also to your point earlier, I think also like when you do cheat on your diet, at least enjoy it.
True. But also, P.S., the word diet, diets don't work. There's scientific evidence. Everybody gains back the weight plus some.
Yeah.
I forget how much percentage above. So basically, do your best. This is the whole thing why people, quote unquote, fail. They think they have to do perfection. Just do what you can do. Do your best. Nobody's going to get out of this thing alive. Eat your ass off for all I care, as long as you're not hurting anyone else. How about instead of all these fat people, and myself included, because I always had weight issues, how about like go according to don't hurt anyone and then it's fine.
Right.
If all you do today is not hurt anybody else, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, Taco Bell freaking rules.
It rocks.
So they need to shut up.
Enjoy it.
I had a nice little chalupa the other day, and I'm still the picture of health and beauty. So you tell me who's doing life correctly, LL.
Right.
Eric from Danbury. My girlfriend says I spend too much time golfing, but golfing is the only thing that keeps me sane. How do I balance my hobbies and relationships without giving up either?
Well, I think like if your girlfriend doesn't keep you sane and golf's the only thing that keeps you sane, I say get rid of that, bitch. Because let me tell you something. I heard an old saying once. A friend of mine said, your girlfriend should drive you crazy one way and sane the other. Crazy in the sack and sane in real life. So maybe if you liked your dumb girlfriend more, maybe she wasn't such a hag. And you know, maybe she didn't nag you day and night. Oh, where you have your golf shoes in the hall? Why? Shut up, girlfriend. Break up with her. And call Lou and he'll hook you up with a stripper because I heard you have pull.
Oh, he's got pull.
Oh, I heard. Yes. No, but that's hard. Like, don't you think the person you're with should provide a tiny bit of relief also?
For sure.
And support you in your choices.
Yeah. And also, what's better than a guy who leaves for long stretches of time and goes out to a golf course, and then you don't have to see him, and you could have your black boyfriend over. Why is that a bad thing?
Really get piped down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you know what? Make it happen. But yeah, I don't also understand women who want, or men, who want their partner around 24/7 either.
Right.
Like, that's just weird. Like, if a guy disappears for 5 hours on a Saturday, wow, find something to do. Have a good time. If he's going every day, that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you cheat. God bless.
I like the seeing the significant other every day, but then there's always a time during the day where I'm like, okay, we're done here.
Well, why would you? It's sort of weird to think anything would be fulfilling 24/7.
Right.
It's just you need some variety and some, I don't know. Don't you have to miss somebody a little to like them again?
Yeah. You know? I agree. Yeah.
So I say kick her out.
Kick her out.
There you go. Simple. Just, to the point. Just
murdering marriages here this morning on the I-95 Morning Show. Tina from New Milford. I'm addicted to online shopping. Packages show up at my house, and sometimes I genuinely forgot what I ordered. At what point is retail therapy actually a problem?
Well, retail therapy, shopping is not retail therapy. Go to therapy because you're trying to medicate the lack of whatever you're feeling inside with these products. Because I remember when I would shop a lot online, I still do, but I, you know, I have it under control. The stuff would come to the house and it's like, oh, it's my birthday. And you open up and it's like OxyClean. So it's just oh, okay. It's like this sad like reminder that, oh, you're just ordering cleaning products. Like, what's wrong with you? But I think real therapy helps us figure out what we're medicating our lives with, whether it's the food, whether it's whatever we're doing to avoid feelings. So if you're scrolling in the middle of the night looking for skirts, chances are either you're trans or you need therapy or both. I'm sure trans people shop a lot too.
Who's to say?
Yeah. So yeah, it's, I mean, I love scrolling for things, but then you got to realize, hey, at least I know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to distract.
By the way, that TikTok shop is the worst because so now that I'm single, I've started ordering things online for the first time by myself.
Yeah.
Erica always did it for me, so I didn't even know how to do it.
Oh, no.
So I ordered like 5 things. I've only received 2, and I'm too lazy to follow up on the other 3 that I spent money on and didn't get.
Yeah, no, I order from them constantly, and it's always like a joke gift for someone. And I have this one Jewish friend, Andrew Ginsburg, and everything that comes up, it's like shirts to say my favorite Jew.
That's the Jewiest name ever.
Yeah, the worst. And it's like, I can't help myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just I think a lot of times we just run to these things because we're afraid of our feelings. And the thing is, people don't realize that feelings last 90 seconds if you just allow them. You're never going to cry forever or cry yourself to death. You will just feel it and then get through without shopping or vaping or any of that other crap. So try to do it, but may require some looking inward.
Take this next one, Southern Rock Joe.
Okay, it's a toughie from Southern Rock Joe. So my mom passed away 7 months ago from dementia and Alzheimer's. It was like the movies, watched the waste of weight. Okay, she passed away
Watching her waste away, might it be something like that?
She passed away with me holding her hand, saying how good of a mom she was and all that. So I find myself last week at a Carmel lacrosse game with a bunch of people I haven't seen in a while. Everyone was asking how I was. Everyone was since my mom passed away, so a few minutes of this. Got the hell out of there and had an overwhelming amount of care and support from people I haven't seen in a while. Somebody somehow just took me back and made me feel terrible about the whole situation again. See what Lisa might think of that. So it seems as though he hasn't had a few months since he's thought about his mother. And I found this too. After I lost my parents, I thought about them constantly for about a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
And then eventually it starts to fade. And I did. When people ask me, how's your dad doing? And it brought that flood of emotion back. It seems very common, right?
Well, what also it sounds like with him, it's a both and. He got all this nice comfort from these people asking. Because he says something about, like, I felt a flood of support and
emotions.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then there's also going to be, and it reminded me of this incident again, and it reminded me of her passing away and whatever condition she was in. So I think we just got to understand that life is both and all the time. It's going to be happy and sad. It's going to be joyful and awful, much in the same hour, sometimes the same. And just to ride the emotions, not medicate with anything that's going to make it worse. And just, it's the human experience. And what's cool is like, him, even if he hears this, he's going to know that I get what he's talking about. You get it. Lou, even in his, you know, kind of stunted growth, probably understands something or the other about psychology.
Maybe.
And it's like, oh, so you're not alone. The whole thing is like, we think we're the only one and no one will ever understand. It's like, no, we get it.
Right.
So I feel for him. It's really tough.
It is tough.
And it's also tough that his mother had a hard death, too. Mm-hmm. Or a hard end, you know, because It's the whole thing of, I want to just die. Yeah. Like this, I don't want to have it fade. But then think how hard that'll be for the people around you. Oh, that person just disappeared. You know, I want Lou to just suffer and linger so we can all go and tell him what a crappy radio guy he was and not a very good friend, to be honest, and a terrible, unselfish, very selfish lover. I can't imagine he's a giving man in the least.
No, you got that one
wrong. No,
you
we got
that
a good
one
authority. I'm the best. I lay pipe. Yeah, you lay pipe. Shut up.
All right, we got to take a break, but we'll be back with Live Last Lisa. Lisa Lampanelli is our special guest live in the studio. If you have a problem, a concern, something weighing you down, shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app, and she'll address it live on the air. Yeah, the segment is called Live, Laugh, Lisa. She's the former comedian, one of the greatest of all time, turned life coach, live in studio, helping out with your problems. If you have a problem, a concern, something weighing you down, shoot us a text to the I-95 Rock mobile app. Hello, Lisa. Dave, you got one there.
I do.
Yes.
Mrs. D checks in from New Milford with... No. Oh, yeah.
Let's skip that one for now.
Yep.
We'll come back to that later.
Okay.
Chris from Bethel. I'm 34 years old and still have no clue what I want to do with my life career-wise. Is everybody secretly faking adulthood?
Not everybody, just you. No, he's actually not. Well, I kind of like that he's not faking anything, but how do you find what you're passionate about? That is a huge question. How do you find your purpose? I think you just got to keep trying different things. 30s are a weird age. Like, I didn't find comedy till I was 30-something, I think 31. So
was it really that way?
Yeah, I don't think you just stumble on it. You just know when you're ready. But that didn't mean I didn't try a bunch of stuff first. So I got out of college. I went into newspaper journalism, then magazine. And then I was like, oh, but this comedy thing's always been like kind of haunting me in the background and going, you should try this. You should try it. Thank God I did. Gift to the world. You're welcome. So I think what he has to do is just keep trying things. Because as he says, he works, but he doesn't know what he wants to do in his life. Yeah, you got to not just go to the job. You can't get stuck in the trap of, I go to the job, then I go out to the bar, and I didn't try anything new. You have to do something.
Yeah.
You know? And I think a lot of people are faking adulthood, but it's kind of what it's all about. You fake it till it happens.
Yeah.
And then something sparks.
I always feel bad for people who have this problem, because Dave and I were lucky enough, you were lucky enough to find your lane, the thing that you're passionate about. So I always feel bad for people that don't feel like they have a direction.
Right, but the thing is, it's just literally not forcing anything and just being open to things that are in the world. Like, even if it sounds like a fantasy and stupid and a hobby, suppose you take up like a volunteering at like a community garden or something, and you have no passion for it before you go, but you're like, I kind of like this process. Okay. And you start noticing by being open what's along the way and what you've learned. And, oh, maybe I'll try that thing instead, or that's kind of related to that. And you just got to go, okay, I got to keep trying. It's like, I wanted to put together community when I retired. I wanted to have people to hang out with, have different groups that I did things with. I had to just stay in the game and keep trying and keep trying to find different groups until the ones that stuck. So you just have to stay in it. You can't just decide, I don't know, adulting's too hard, I'm going to just smoke pot. Well, then you'll be stupid, okay? Nobody will like you anyway, sir.
That's a great point. Staying open and so, like, how I got into radio was I was completely lost. Like, I just dropped out of college, and my sister like had a come to Jesus moment with me, and she's like, "What do you like to do?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "I like to listen to the radio," and she's like, "Why don't you get into radio?"
Right,
and it seemed like a fantasy, like you said.
Yeah,
but then I made it happen. So yeah, it's a great point.
I love that your sister like told you what the F was going on.
Oh, she doesn't play. Yeah.
You know, I like her. Is that the one I met at the Edmund Town Hall?
Yes. Oh, well, that was Katie, but Katie's very similar to Renee. Renee is the one that told me, like, let's go, bud.
Sometimes you need the hard truth of, like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, it's not a question that I examined in the past. When it came to career, you don't think about what you like to do. You think about, well, what can I make money at? What will I not hate?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But she said, what do you like to do?
Right.
And I said, I drive to Westchester Community College. Yep. I park the car, pretend I'm going to class, and I sit there and listen to the radio. I listen to Howard Stern. I listen to WFAN.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
And it brought you to semi-radio, which is here. Which is really funny. Every time we come out of commercial and Dave goes the home of rock and roll, like, oh, is it really?
No.
I don't think rock and roll was born anywhere near Danbury, Connecticut with two white guys.
No.
I just don't think it was.
No.
But that's okay. And by the way, you're very abusive to me in this segment, which I don't like. There's no plug for Lisa. There's no plug for Instagram. There's no plug for the best person you've ever met in your life.
That's true. Let's do some plugs. So Let's plug it up.
LL at Lisa Lampanelli, why don't you? Or on the TikTok at The Real Lisa Lampanelli.
Tell us about your play.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to talk about the play anymore because I don't make any money off that play.
Right.
But I'll tell you what I would make money off of. You idiots, if you decide to hire me as your coach. But before I graduate, you're a practice client, so you get the cheap, cheap rate of almost nothing. So just hit me up at Lisa Lampanelli. And it's called Integral Coaching, by the way, not Life Coaching, Lou, which means mind, body, heart, so that all of you gets healed through Lisa Lampanelli. So F off if you don't like it.
We got an anonymous one here. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Lisa. I have a dear friend who's drinking wine in excessive amounts each time we are together, and her health is being affected, not to mention I'm increasingly concerned for her and uncomfortable watching it happen. I've written a letter expressing my love, support, and concern, but I'm unsure whether to give it to her. I said in the letter that if she tells me this is none of my business, I'll never mention this again. As a 12-step friend of mine advised, I'll attach with love.
Detach
with love and continue to be her friend. I appreciate your guidance.
I like it all. I think you should send the letter because you're saying exactly the right thing. I notice this affecting your health. I love you. I'm not judging you. I respect your decision. And detaching with love, by the way, that's a concept from Codependence Anonymous and Al-Anon. It doesn't mean cutting them off. It could, if that's healthier for you. But it just means stepping back, not trying to control them, knowing it's their journey, knowing people will stop when they've had enough, or they may never stop. I personally don't love being friends with people who are on substances. I don't love being friends with addicts. I love former addicts because they've actually, you know, moved forward, conquered it. And I don't know. I think that's the only way to deal with someone like that. And P.S., send the letter because you may be saving her life and she may hate you. Take the risk that her life is worth more than your ego and your friendship.
All right, I think we need to take a break. That was great advice.
Listen, it's the best advice. Why don't you tell them to follow me, you dumbass?
Follow Lisa Lampanelli on Instagram, at Lisa Lampanelli.
Or don't. See if I care. I'm not going to be sad. I'll just medicate with retail therapy and wine. Yes, it's 1 o'clock somewhere.
The segment is called Live, Laugh, Lisa. We'll be back with Lisa in just a few minutes.
Hey, it's the home of rock and roll at 95, the morning show.
It is not the home of rock and roll. It's the home of two white guys who had nothing to do with rock and roll. Figure it out. Stop being delusional. This is Lisa Lampanelli. Reporting from Danbury.
I'm just going to shut my face. I got to put my headphones away, hang them up. I've been beaten.
Just kidding. You know I love you. This is fun. Should we do it again?
Of course.
Yes.
We love having you here.
You're my two bitches.
Yeah.
I am proudly your bitch. Proudly your bitch.
That's nice to know.
The segment is called Live, Laugh, Lisa. Follow Lisa at Lisa Lampanelli on Instagram. Amanda from Ridgefield. My husband bought a $3,000 smoker because he watched 3 barbecue videos online. He's now acting like a competitive pit master. How supportive am I supposed to be here?
You are not supposed to be supportive of that. I didn't even know what a smoker was. I'm imagining that's some sort of a device for cooking meat.
It's such a fat white guy thing.
Oh, that's awful. But also, like, if it's his money, it's okay. Because I think what's good about husband and wives is when they have a joint bank account and then 2 separate ones so that, hey, the husband can buy his dumb smoker, the woman can buy whatever she wants. What if women are stupid? What do we buy? Makeup. They buy douches.
Birkin
they buy
bags.
A lot of those Birkins. They buy those things, tampons, you know? So the woman could buy all her fun tampons and other supplies that she stuffs up there, and then he could buy his smoker. So I think it's nice. Let him do what he wants. Then you do what you want. It has to be even. Like, don't you think separate bank accounts plus the little yes. slush fund in the middle is the way to go?
Yeah.
We've always had that.
I'll tell you what I'm enjoying right now is now that I'm single, they have to come and ask me for money.
Who's they?
my two exes.
I thought you could say the hookers. My two exes. To ask
I'm still going to give it
Wait,
to them.
Wait, did you say my two exes?
Yeah.
How many exes you got? What happened to you?
I don't
You're
know.
Such a young man.
Yeah, well.
He's potent.
I'm a failure.
Wait, no. How old are you, actually?
47 years old.
Okay, so two divorces by 47. I didn't have two divorces till I was 55. So you, who's the bigger loser? Yeah. You. Well, actually, you're smart because you got him out of the way. You know? Wait, so now do you have to pay all this money to two broads?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you resent it a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, anything for my kids, you know, that's not the issue.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. But don't be buying no smokers, ladies.
No.
Like, here's the thing.
I can't afford a smoker.
If you found out that your exes was buying a smoker, you'd be kind of pissed off, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's weird with women and men policing each other's purchases. I think it's also great to be just plain old single and have money and be wealthy.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
That's a pretty good choice.
Who's going to argue with me?
Yeah, nobody.
Dogs are eating caviar. Everybody's happy.
So I like this one. Stephanie from Danbury says, my best friend got really into wellness culture.
Ugh.
And now every conversation turns into seed oils, grounding, and magnesium spray. How do I politely survive this phase?
You don't politely survive it. You say, you know what? That isn't of interest to me. What do we have in common that we could chat about?
Yeah, because I don't want to talk about gut health all day.
No, and by the way, no one cares about your gut health. I had a friend who told me she had mold growing in her gut, and I had to break up with this friendship. Because, first of all, that's not a thing. Stop it. And also, like, this wellness thing has gotten so out of control that they're like, buy the healthy honey. Buy the healthy probiotics. Oh, God, your vagina is healthy enough. It's self-cleaning, okay? It's like an oven. It's self-cleaning.
And by the way, like, I don't think that these things are bogus. Like, grounding, I like that. You take your shoes off, you stand in the grass.
Of course, that makes sense.
But why we got to talk about it?
Well, also, it's talk boring. About it with the friends who enjoy that.
Right.
You can't force that stuff on people. Have your common points you talk about, then you have your friend group of grounders for something else. You know what I mean? There's some people who are just in your life for fun, and that's maybe not the time and place to do that. You'll always find enough Yenta women online who believe in that crap who'll talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy to find.
Oh, and then some.
And dudes like running with their shirt off on Instagram and screaming into the camera about how if you're not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you run 26 miles and you're a loser. Oh, can't take it.
I always love when one of those guys has a heart attack and dies. I always love it. I love that I'm going to live till 90 something. I never work out.
Satisfying.
It's just because I'm freaking perfect and God hates them. That's it.
Lisa Lampanelli live in studio. The segment's called Live, Laugh, Lisa. Kelly from Stanford. I moved in with my boyfriend and just found out he apparently believes one bath towel can last for two full weeks. Is this something couples can recover from?
No. I say pack it up and go, lady. No, I think with that, you got to educate men sometimes. And sometimes men have to educate women. So I think the thing is, he was probably brought up where he didn't like to do a lot of laundry. There's this learning curve when you move in with someone that they have to figure out how you operate. And if the guy's not getting laid because of the towel thing, he's going to start washing the towels and using them once or twice.
Oh, so hang that vagina over his head.
Yes. Right.
Carrot and the stick. Yeah.
Yes, that's a beautiful metaphor.
Yep.
Wow, Lou, you're a poet. You know, they said it before. You really are Edith Wharton.
And Jason from Waterbury, every time I try to save money, something breaks in my house or car. At what point do you just accept that adulthood is a scam?
It's not a scam. It's reality. So die or live off the grid if you don't want to fix your stuff. It's like, it's so funny how people don't want to grow up.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to grow up. You have to go. Listen, I live alone. I'm responsible for everything. So you'll go down the basement and you'll have to empty your own dehumidifiers and you've got to see maybe, a dead mouse and deal with it.
Your basement sounds awful.
It really is. I'm afraid to go down there. You know what I mean? Thank God. I just ignore it and there's a pile of mice. No, but just go, well, did you expect mom to do it for you? Did you expect your dad to come over and fix everything? I just don't know what the resistance is to becoming adults. Because when we're teenagers, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. We want to grow up. But now it's like, oh, no, too much responsibility. Well, you get one or the other. You get to be dead or you get to grow the F up.
I tell you what I learned from now living alone for the first time in my entire life, because I've lived, obviously, outside of my parents' house. That's not what I'm saying. I've always been in a couple or had a roommate or something like that. But is that I don't have a problem doing all of the tasks.
Right. Right.
I have a problem with somebody critiquing how I do the tasks.
Right. And you have to tell them, shut up or I have to smack you. Because violence is sometimes the answer.
That's what Dave tells Ethan all the time.
Yeah. I just, it's so funny how like you have to do it to your standard, but you also have to be a little flexible where if, say, for some weird chance that a woman would actually come to your apartment. I can't imagine it. You're redheaded. It doesn't sit well with me.
No, no.
Oh, it's a terrible, terrible look.
It is.
So in the off chance a broad comes over and she loads your dishwasher the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Because people hate when that's done. Just go with it. Run it twice.
Yeah.
Do whatever you have to
Somebody's
do.
Helping you.
Yeah.
Accept
That's the
it.
Thing. Accept the help. And I think a lot of times people have trouble accepting the help. And that's underneath the I do it all myself. You know, it's hard to call somebody and say, come to my basement and take out the pile of mice. It's really hard. But then you go, oh, wait, I can actually invite vulnerability and that into my life isn't a bad thing.
And you get rid of the dead mice.
Yes, truthfully.
Mm. We'll do one more here. Vanessa from Norwalk says, I want to quit social media because it stresses me out, but I'm also terrified of missing out on everything. How do people find a balance?
You decide you're going to sack up, bitch, and hold yourself accountable. Like, you're just going to notice in your body when it feels stressful. So, like, in the morning, sometimes I'm looking through, and I'll notice people that I actually really like a lot posting what they did, and I'll start to hate them.
Yeah.
And I like these people. This isn't even like an enemy. It's like someone who's in my life actively, and I'm like, oh, aren't you so cute? Oh, I love your coffee date and your hydrangeas and your thrifting. And I actually like the person. I go, wait, that's a signal that this is not about them. This is about me.
Yeah.
Overwhelm. I have to stop. So she needs to just police herself. And often it's like the feeling in your body. Like you'll feel it in your heart. Your chest will tighten up. Your stomach will clench. It's like, oh, that's a sign to freaking stop. Go outside, get some grounding, have some seed oils, and magnesium spray.
Health.
Spray your, yes, get the mold out of your gut, everyone. Get your mold out of your gut.
I have to disconnect from social media so often because I feel just bombarded with messaging. I actually heard Tom Segura talking about this the other day, and he's like, this is a scam. We all have to do it now for our jobs.
Yes.
You know, and if I didn't have to do it, I certainly would not. Because I just feel like bombarded with messaging.
And I'm wondering, do we have to do it or is that something he's telling himself also?
Yeah, I don't know.
You could have social media people do it for you. I mean, I... Right.
Not if you work at Town Square Media.
That's... I forgot when I came up. Like, there's literally a sign on the door that's like a paper sign.
Sure, yeah.
It's like the saddest of radio stations.
Did you notice Town Square Media Bozeman when you walked in the building?
I did not.
Yeah, or Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they didn't bother to print a new one. They just had an old one from another radio station in Montana.
And
they
just... Part of me likes that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of think, like, if the mighty have fallen,
yeah, for sure,
might as well reach the full bottom and go, you know what? My ego isn't even in it anymore.
Oh, and our ego has been out of it for a long time.
Well,
now.
I get that yours is, but I've never reached any heights. There's something about me driving in that I go, boy, my ego is really in check. No, really, don't laugh. I'm really proud of myself to go, well, I'm just doing this because it's fun, because I have a friendship with you guys, and like, oh, it's cute. Like, it's a cute little thing we do.
Yeah.
It's like a monthly event that I get a kick out of. So people just, Just shut up about it. Go to Bozeman, Montana. What is it? Bozeman,
Montana.
That's a terrible thing.
They spare no expense here.
And
no
you
expense.
Just got to laugh. Sometimes you just got to take your ego out of it and laugh.
Yeah.
Say, what is my life really? It's just moments of fun.
It is.
And that's what we come back to every day. No matter how annoying things can be around here, we get to have fun every single day in this room together.
Very lucky.
It's sad that the listeners don't have fun. Don't you think? It like gets very sad. Oh, well.
Fair enough.
They can always turn the radio off. Am I right?
We love you, Lise. Hit me with some plugs. Tell me what's going on.
Dude, if you want to be one of Lisa Lampanelli's practice clients, go to Instagram, Lisa Lampanelli, and drop me a DM. Don't say anything dirty or send an eggplant picture or anything. That's just terrible.
That's what I
just
do.
Just a real eggplant. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
no,
right.
Come on.
And follow me at Lisa Lampanelli and also on TikTok at The Real Lisa Lampanelli. And you know what? Live, laugh, frickin' Lisa. Not Lou, not Large, just Lisa. Love you guys.
Well done. I'm trying to say goodbye and end this.
Okay, goodbye.
See ya, Leon.
All right, get out.
Don't keep talking.
You're standing there.
I'm leaving.
Well, go.
Okay, I'm gonna leave.
I'm waiting.
We're not playing last word.
No.
One, two, three, bye.
Bye.
One, two, three,
bye.
Bye. No, don't do that. Goodbye.
This is Don Wildman, and you're listening to the home of rock and roll, I-95.